Today we celebrate the memorial of St. Louis de Montfort. For those of you who have never heard of him, that's a great pity. I joke a little bit. I know it's early. There we go. So St. Louis de Montfort was a French priest who in particular is known for his great devotion to the Blessed Mother, which we heard of in today's opening prayer, in which it spoke of this total devotion to our Lord through the hands of Mary. And indeed, many of you have likely heard of the true devotion to Mary, or total consecration to Mary, to Christ through Mary. That was a devotion that was largely promoted by St. Louis de Montfort. And basically, the entire spirituality is, you know, taking all the things that have been given to me, my possessions, my gifts, my merits, or whatever it is, and placing them in the hands of Mary, that she may offer them to her divine Son. And there's one phrase in particular that is associated with this devotion, in which, I am totally yours, O Lord, through Mary, your most holy mother. In fact, this is where Pope John Paul II got his episcopal motto, which many of you know was Totus Tuus, which literally means totally yours. He took it directly from St. Louis de Montfort. And he really advocated for this because he said it was a sure way and a simple way to holiness. And the way that he likens it, he says there are two ways of making a statue. You can either take a fresh piece of marble and gradually chisel it out, or you can take a mold and fashion it and make the exact same thing. He said, Mary is like that mold that makes us into Jesus. And it's a very beautiful devotion, one that has certainly had a profound impact on my life, as I was a seminarian and as a young priest. And I will say that in my own personal spiritual life, that the Blessed Mother has been an invaluable part of it. And this particular devotion is one thing that had a very deep impact upon me. And so I couldn't resist the urge to celebrate St. Louis de Montfort. But I'll close with this. I could go on for on and forever about this topic. But suffice it to say this, that our Blessed Mother truly is the Mother of God and our Mother. And she greatly desires to form us after the image of her divine Son. And St. Louis de Montfort, who himself had a very deep devotion to her, set out for us a path as to how we might have devotion to her. And so I would just encourage everybody to have, you know, deep devotion to Our Lady, just as St. Louis de Montfort did. She was certainly a very big part in his spiritual life, and I promise that if you ever turn to Our Lady, that she will become a big part of yours. She doesn't disappoint. I like to call her Mama Bear. Just as a mother bear is very fierce in defense of her cubs, I feel that's how Our Lady is with each and every one of us, always giving us that very tender and loving care of a mother, greatly desiring to give us the greatest of things, which is her own divine Son. And we know that her divine Son grants us eternal life in heaven. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, today let us ask for the intercession of St. Louis de Montfort, and especially of Our Lady, that we may be fashioned after the likeness of her divine Son.